Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
What?
Yep.
Turn
around. Here we go.
We are the people.
people of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take it from me, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
To the revival, hallelujah, that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of y'all that chose to call in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst, for being in our presence on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We just simply want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way, as it always does, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank you tonight. We want to glorify you tonight. We want to magnify your name on tonight, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy, Lord, to be lifted up. And, Lord, we want you to know that we love you. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah.
Call recording is on.
We thank God once again for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. Featuring the Jewish Comedic International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, which is pastored by Apostle Elder A. Corey, bless the name of the Lord. And he will be coming forth tonight, bringing another dynamic word from the Lord, as he always does. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if y'all can on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and call in. Praise God. Be ready to be a part, hallelujah, of the service on tonight. Right now, we're going to go to the throne of grace hallelujah, amen, with our testimonies and our prayer requests on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the time when we come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And we declare, hallelujah, praise God, how good God is. Hallelujah. We declare before the world, hallelujah, that our God is a good God. Our God is a gracious God. Our God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Our God is a loving God. There is no God, hallelujah, like ours. He is above all. He is number one. He is the creator of all things. And we get together and we declare it to the world. Praise God. Because some of them don't know how good God is. Hallelujah. Some of them don't know, hallelujah, our God can deliver us. Some of them don't know, hallelujah, our God is a savior. Praise God. Amen. Our God is a healer. Our God is a lawyer. Hallelujah. Some of them don't know, praise God. So it's our job. Praise God, hallelujah, to declare it to the world. Hallelujah. We're going to read Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to look at verse number one real quick on tonight. Hallelujah. Verse number one, it's real simple. The way he starts it off, he says, make a joyful noise. Praise God. Unto the Lord. A joyful noise. Not just any kind of noise. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, this scripture is telling us the attitude we're supposed to have when we enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah, amen. And the first thing he says is before we do anything, we need to change our tone. Hallelujah, praise God, before we come into his presence. Hallelujah, whatever song you sing, you need to change that song. Hallelujah, amen. That's why the scriptures say he'll give us a new song, a joyful song. Hallelujah, amen. When we come into his presence, God want to hear us coming, bringing joyful noises unto the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. He don't want us to bring him depression and sadness and doubt and fear. Praise God. He said, I ain't giving you none of those kinds of spirits. Hallelujah. So why are you bringing that to me? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to come with a joyful noise. I am giving you peace. Glory to God. A peace that surpasses all understanding. I am giving you the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God, that starts with love. You got peace, you got joy. Hallelujah, amen. Long suffering. Praise God. Kindness, all the way to self-control. These are the things I have given you. Hallelujah, praise God. So I want you to bring me what I bring you. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Bring me a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Sing praises unto me. Magnify my name when you come before my throne. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God today. Hallelujah. Amen. And then who? Who is he talking to? He must be just talking to the Israelites. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe he's just talking to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Maybe he's talking to some else. Hallelujah. No, no, no. He said, all ye land. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All ye land. I don't care where you're from. I don't care where you at. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah today. He didn't specify. Hallelujah. Amen. A particular group of people to magnify the Lord. He said everybody needs to do it. One scripture says if you don't do it, the rocks will do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we got that song, I Don't Want No Rock. Hallelujah. Crying out in my place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, David said it like this, his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. You need to wake up with a joyful noise. You need to go to sleep with a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Go to work with a joyful noise. Hallelujah. You need to continue to bring God some praise. You need to continue to bring God some joy. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. So when we come before the throne of grace tonight, hallelujah, we need you to bring it. Hallelujah. Bring that attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. We need you to come forth today and show God how good he is. Praise God. Let somebody know that may be listening, that might have called in for the first time, hallelujah, how good he is. Hallelujah. Let them know what he done brought you through, what he done brought you out of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And declare it to the world, hallelujah, that our God is good. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we're opening up the phone lines at this time. Bless the name of the Lord. If you have a testimony, amen, a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. The name of the Lord. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Will there be any testimonies or any prayer requests? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Our God is still the good God. All the time, hallelujah, and all the time, our God, hallelujah, is good. We do thank God for everybody that has called in so far. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, people strolling in late tonight, but hallelujah, it's all right. Hallelujah, it's all good.
Hallelujah.
Praise God on today. Hallelujah, we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace. We're going to pray. Amen. We're going to play a selection, maybe two. Amen. And then we're going to hear from the man of God on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to come before you again, hallelujah, to lift your name in prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. We always lifting ourselves up, hallelujah, in prayer. Lord, we want to lift you up tonight. We want to bless your name. Hallelujah. We want to magnify you. You say that if we lift you up, that you would draw all men. Hallelujah unto you. So we lift you up on tonight, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up, Lord. You have made ways out of no way, Lord. You have made crooked paths straight. Hallelujah. You have not allowed any weapon to form against us to prosper. Hallelujah. You have made, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You have made our enemies our footstool, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for elevation in this hour. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moving us from glory to glory to glory, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for making all things work together for our good. Even if it didn't feel good, Lord, it's working together for our good. So we thank you, Lord, for making it work for our good on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name, Lord. You're truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you, bless the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah. Strengthen him, Lord, as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word. Hallelujah. Anoint his lips with prayer to speak only but your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Allow the anointing to flow freely as it always does on tonight. And we thank you. Praise you and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified, worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, bringing forth the word as he always does. Praise God. Since May 11th, we've been doing this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a revival that just won't stop, and we ain't stopped. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And coming forth, bringing forth the word on tonight again. Hallelujah, is the leader, the pastor, the apostle, hallelujah, of the Kemetic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine, hallelujah. The holy apostle himself, Eldon A. Terry, is going to come forth and break the bread of life once again. Hallelujah. After this selection, hallelujah, we will be in his hands on tonight. Praise God. How many of you know, amen? Praise God. Better day. Hold on. I want to make sure it's on play for I know.
Yeah.
Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Better days are on the way. Bless the name of the Lord. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Technical difficulties. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Like I said, how many of you know that better days are on the way? Hallelujah, on today.
You sing good, you
Amen. Bless somebody, good God.
Come on and bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come hallelujah. On,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
yes, move.
Tonight, amen. One more time. God is allowing us to come together one more time. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad to be in his presence.
Yes,
one
Lord.
More time. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many know that the Lord is good? Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody. The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
the Lord is good. Come on,
money.
I don't know about what else is good, but I know that the Lord, he is good. Come on here, somebody. He is good. Come on here, somebody. Somebody praise him for his goodness. Somebody thank him for his goodness. Somebody just thank the Lord that he's so good.
Thank
you. He's good. We don't even do good. He's good when it's bad. Hallelujah. He's good when I'm sad. He's good. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
He the reason why we smiling. Come on here, somebody. He the reason why I'm able to hold my head up. He the reason why I ain't got no complex. He the reason that I can love my enemies. He's the reason that I'm not letting nobody get on my nerves. He's good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell them about the neighbor. He's good. Come on here, somebody. You remember that Campbell commercial when they talk about this soup? Come on, it's good. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, he's better than that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's better than that. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
His goodness. For the Lord is
thank
good, and
Lord.
His mercy. Somebody say his mercy.
His mercy.
Amen. His mercy endureth forever. Come on here, somebody. That's why I can't stop praising his name because he's so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just think about the goodness and all that he's done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now you know. That he's good. When you think about his goodness, then your soul fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We
yes,
go through this thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is too good for us. Amen. We feel some ministers, they praise through this part. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But see, you know how good he really been. You want to stay here for a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you realize that the reason why you were able to stand right now is because of his goodness. Come on here, somebody. You realize that, Lord, the only reason why I'm able to do what I'm doing right now is because you've been so good. Come on here, somebody. So good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody pray for him right now for his goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Some of us wouldn't even be alive. come with somebody.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah. He said, I saved your life. I'm going to go out of my son's door. My goodness, hey, man. No, 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 no.
Come on.
Come on here, somebody. You still try to figure it out. Come on here, somebody. Without that, my goodness, I will hold y'all out my son, though. He came in and countered the enemy's assignment. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Woo! Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Hallelujah. I'm trying to move on, but I can't get past the goodness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
His goodness is so good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his high name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I wasn't going to make it. Goodness. Hey, God,
hallelujah.
Way out of nowhere. Come on,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of his goodness. Come on,
thank
here,
you,
somebody.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The Lord is good. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know that he is his present? Come on, here, somebody. He is our future. He is his present. That means that he is good right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Get it up here. Oh, God, it's hot.
We you know what? The more we praise him for his goodness, the more God's going to show us his greatness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the word that great is the Lord and greatly to be praised? Come on here, somebody. But before you can see how great he is, you first got to praise him for how good he is. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You ain't going to see no greatness until you praise him for his goodness.
Hallelujah.
God, I feel this thing all in my belly. You got to praise him for his goodness. When you praise him for his goodness, God will show up for his greatness.
You ain't hear what I'm saying tonight. Glory to God. You got to praise him for his goodness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I didn't say praise him because you good. I said praise him because he's good. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Things don't look good.
Sometimes you don't feel good. But you are praising, glory to God. And the more you praise, the better you will feel. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hey, no more, son. I feel the Holy Ghost about your teddy flying up. Come on, son. God has said, I've been so good to you, glory to God. I've been the genie that can't help it. Come on here, somebody. I've been so good to you. I've been so good to your children. I've been so good to your grandchildren. I've been so good to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say, let them receive for the Lord's sake, so let them receive. Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah.
They're redeemed. That word redeemed means to be released from all wickedness. So God is saying, if you've been delivered from wickedness, God said you need to say so. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This is what he said to say so. Come on here, somebody. The Lord brought me out. And see, whatever he brought you out of, you need to thank him for it right there. Because he said, let you be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Come on here, somebody. You got to let the enemy know you've been set free. Come on here, somebody. You got to let the enemy know what the Lord has done for you. Tonight for his anointing tonight. Amen. Praise God for him who is my life. He is my life. My life is him. Amen. And he is my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't have a life that he came into my life. That's why I can say
Amen.
He is my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was taking suicidal thoughts before he came in. I was asking God, why you let me wake up? Glory to God. I wasn't even happy about waking up. Come on here, somebody. I was like, Lord, why you didn't kill me today? Why you didn't kill me last night? Amen. Why you still let me live? God had a purpose. God had a plan. He knew I wasn't ready to die. He knew I wasn't fit to live, but he knew I wasn't ready to die. He said, I got a plan for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's how when I say he is my life, he is my life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank him tonight for who he is. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight for my dear brother, Elder Andre. Amen. I love you tonight. God. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, my brother.
And I pray. Amen. Bless your back, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God getting ready to do something great for you, man of God. Amen. God getting ready to do something great for you and your wife. God getting ready to open up a door for you and your wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hey, shout out to the vocal. And I hear the Lord saying, soon, soon, it's coming soon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, because of your faithfulness, because of your obedience to connect into the right thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you connect to the right thing, blessings start happening. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody right here,
stay connected, neighbor.
Hallelujah. I'm not Evangelist Jackie McCullough, but I feel her spirit saying, stay connected. Glory to God. Stay under the bullshit. Yes, under the bullshit. Connected. Come on, here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, God bless you, and I love y'all tonight. Amen. God got us in an awesome, awesome series concerning this United States government. And not only them, But the people who are enslaving us, many of us is tricked because we say, well, I'm not a slave. But many of us was a slave to sin and didn't know it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We were a slave to sin and didn't know it. Come on here, somebody. And God brought us out of that. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we could be free.
Amen.
And now God is saying that they're getting ready to enslave a lot of us again. But how many know that those of us who are free in the Holy Ghost is not a
free
slave
indeed
to this world system? Come on here, somebody.
Free indeed. Amen.
Glory to God. And so I want us tonight, before I take us any deeper, because we definitely going to go deeper tonight, but before we go any deeper, I want to make sure we have that we are all on the same page. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That everybody understands everything. That there ain't nobody that's left behind. Come on here, somebody. What are the names? What is the name of the true Jews?
The committed Jews.
Anybody answer that for me tonight? What is the committed Jews? Thank you, man of God. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Why? Why is the Kemetic Jews, how are the Kemetic Jews the real Jews? The Kemetic Jews are the real Jews because in order to be a real Jew, you have to be of African descent. Let me make sure everybody gets that. If you are not of African descent, you are not a real Jew. Everybody understand that part?
When you say African descent, does it mean you have to be full African descent, or could you have mixture in you? You know how some people be like Hispanic and black, or white and black, or Asian and black?
Let me help you with that, daughter. Amen. Don't you know our gene is dominant? So whatever other race you have in you, the government considers you to be black. Don't you know 2% of our blood makes you black?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
So no matter if you got a mixture of any other race in you, it don't matter. If you got black in you, you black.
Okay.
You might not
want to
be black.
Any other mixture.
Oh, yeah, black override everything.
Oh, okay.
But see, here where we got to be careful at. Hear me, saying, it's a reason why God told us in the Old Testament not to mix with the races. Come on here, somebody. The reason why God told us not to mix, he said, because they worship idol God. And they worship other deities that is not me. Come on, get somebody. And because he knew, well, let me just say this for the record. Do you know anything that is not black is abnormal?
Wow.
That's a scientific fact. Anything that is not black is abnormal.
Wow.
That's why when you look at what I call them, what they like to be called, when you look at the Europeans, you say something ain't right about them. Something, yeah. Because anything that is not black is what? Abnormal. That's why when the Lord cursed somebody with leprosy, they turned white. They weren't white before, they turned white. So if you turn white after God cursed you, that means that you are no longer what? Normal to somebody. Before the curse took place. We don't want to talk about that. But we need to talk about it. Because we need to tell the truth so we can be free. The reason why we ain't free over here in America is because America keep lying to us. First you lie and say you ain't prejudiced. I should say something else. Come on here, somebody. You say that there's equal rights, but we ain't seen none. Come on here, somebody. If there is equal rights, where is it for us? Or is that just your right and everybody else's right come after y'all? Because you do something, you get a slap on the wrist. We do something, amen, you try to lock us up, we turn you. So where's the equal rights in that? Somebody kill you, they get to, they might get 2 months, 3 months at the most, or they might get a year, depending on how you feel at the time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Prime example. Prime example. Had that been a whole lot of, I guarantee you that situation would have turned out different. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They was killing us over George Floyd. Come on here, somebody. We ain't even made it to the White House. They was killing us over George Floyd. Come on here, somebody. So where's the equal rights? But back to this race mixer. You know that to dilute our race, right?
Can you repeat
because
that?
Because the more I said, they put the race mixing in of different races coming together to dilute our race.
Oh, okay.
It's just like when you have milk and you put water in.
Right.
Oh. You hear me?
Yes, sir. I could hear you.
Amen. And so I just wanted to make sure tonight that we understand that even though we are not pure African, like the African that's in the motherland, and a lot of them, when they come over here, they have a problem with us because
Amen.
Of the thing that they've been told us by the Europeans, because he wants to make sure he keeps us divided as a tribe of people. Notice I didn't say as a race, because we didn't become a race that he brought us here. Race was instituted to bring separatism. Come on here, somebody. And so the reason why the Africans, when they come over here and look at us funny, it's because they know that we still slaves. Come on here, somebody. Even though we say we're successful, but we're not successful until we can get our real last name. Come on here, somebody. We're not going to be successful until we can learn our own language that we were born with, that they took away from us when they brought our ancestors over here. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be successful when we do the very
Amen.
Thing that they don't want us to do, and that is to unite and become one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody get
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I want to tell y'all tonight, beloved, stay watchful and stay prayerful. Amen. Amen.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
I want y'all to stay watchful, and I want you to stay prayerful. Why? Because our enemy is up to something. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Please hear me with your spirit tonight. Hallelujah. And they not telling nobody that they up to something.
Yes, Lord.
But if you've been talking to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will let you know something is about to happen. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep those prayer wheels turning, glory to God, because we going to need it.
Amen.
And by all means, let us stay connected.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Lord.
How many of you watching and seeing that the that this virus ain't got worse? Come on here, somebody. The hospitals don't know what to do with it. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Pastor Corey, isn't that virus a plague from God?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's why they can't find a cure for it, huh?
That's in Deuteronomy 28. Verses 20 and
21.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
First, but I want to go to something right quick. I feel the Lord telling me to go to. I want to go to two scriptures tonight, and we're going to close it out with that, depending on how the Lord moves on me to go deeper. Go to Revelation 13. Revelation 13.
Hello?
I'm Ed Linda.
What scripture he just called?
Revelation
13.
Who? Revelation 13. Revelation
13?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Revelation 13. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Where you want me to start from, Lord? Hallelujah. Where you want me to start from, Lord? Okay. Let's begin with verse 1. Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, as I'm reading this, child of God, God is giving me revelation. And we're going to have to stay prayerful.
Because that's a herbal corn that I'm on corn that I was seeking to the bush. Eh, Shababa Durobo corn that I was seeking to the bush. I did have a seeable cornanamando, Koyana Mandy, to the boko, Yanabase, Yerobo corn that I was seeking to the bush. I just said, there's a lot of undercover work going on. There's a lot of deception going on. But as you pray in the spirit, you're going to set an ambush against the enemy. No, saith the Lord, there's nothing that the enemy is doing that you would not know about if you stay close to me, saith the Lord. For I know all things, saith the Lord, and I will give to you what you need to know in this hour to stay ahead of the enemy, saith the Lord of hosts. Do not be afraid, saith the Lord, for I have you in the palm of my hand. Somebody give the Lord a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God good.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
He said he got us in the palm of his hand. Glory to God. Hey, shout out that book on that about Sunday. Hallelujah. Revelation 13. Beginning with verse 1. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and the dragon. Somebody said the dragon.
The dragon.
The dragon stood on the shore of the sea. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on its horns. And each head, and on each head a blasphemous name. Verse 2, and the beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like those, like that of a lion. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. Come on. And one of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. Come on here, somebody. And the whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. And verse 4, his people worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshiped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can wage war against it?
Amen.
Let's go back up to verse 1. We're going to cover some more scriptures, though, out of this chapter. Verse 1, it says, and the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. How many know that the shore of the sea is where it's the point where it stops the waves from going any further? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Now, what that shore represents is time. So the dragon had a time frame in when to come on dry land. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And how many of you know that the dragon, first of all, let me say this. Everything in the Bible is coded. Somebody said coded.
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 Now, let me help you understand what code means. Code means that they be saying one thing, but they give it another name. Come on, down, somebody. Can all y'all hear me tonight?
Amen. Amen.
So even though it's saying one name, doesn't mean that that's the actual name. It could be a code name for someone or something else. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, the dragon that they talk about in Revelation 13 is the code name for China.
It's the code name for what?
No, not for what, daughter, for who? The code name is the code name for China.
For China?
Yeah, for China.
China, that's right.
Wow.
When they have their ritual, what do they use?
A dragon.
They use the dragon.
Because remember, the dragon is what? Controlling the beast. Now, who do the beast represent? The beast represents the government.
The government.
Mm. Wow.
So who are they indebted to? The United States. They are indebted to China.
Amen.
China.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. Why do you use the sea? Think, oh, God. Check with the Lord. Mm-mm-mm. He said the sea represents where the most powerful demons are. They're called the marine demons. Have anybody heard of them?
No, I haven't.
The marine demons are the demons that are up under the sea that control the demons that are on the earth.
Wow.
Look them up. They're called the marine spirits. M-A-R-I-N-E. The marine spirits. Now, isn't it funny that the armed forces is called the marines? And they
That's
the
what I was going to ask.
They're the most toughest, hardest, amen. They, in order to be a Marine, you got to not even care about your body. Amen. They don't think, they just act.
Amen. Yeah.
And that's the hardest one to get into, too, is the Marine.
Amen.
But they the most craziest out of all of the armed forces. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. And it had 10 horns and 7 heads. Now, the 10 horns represent the 10 countries. That are a part of the New World Order. And the 7 heads represent the 7 leaders that are in control of the New World Order to cause things to come to pass. Come on here, somebody. But these 7 heads are from 7 different countries that are connected as one through satanic power. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
I bet y'all ain't heard Revelation broke down like this before, have you? Hallelujah.
No.
Pastor, do you know what 7 country is related?
I'm about to get that back to you. I don't have it in my book right now.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Wow. But I'm going to get that back to you.
Okay. Wow.
And then it says with 10 crowns on his horns. Now these 10 crowns are the country that they have already subdued.
Mm.
To bring them under the New World Order. Somebody say New World Order.
New World Order. Mm.
Then I want you to say one world order.
One world order.
Now, what is exactly, Apostle, the New World Order? Well, the New World Order is when the enemy makes everything one up under him. That's why you see different stores. Now, they ain't no small stores no more. All of the big stores are buying out the small stores. So now you see all the stores together, but they're under one chain.
Apostle.
Yes, mother.
Apostle.
Yes, mother.
Like it's going to be one governor of the whole world?
Yes, yes, mother. Yep. There's going to be one government, but the government is going to be controlling all of the countries. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
so, Pastor, is it going to be like a vice government? Because you said it's going to be one government that controls the whole world.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he, God forbid, but if he was to get killed or drop dead, then they'll have someone else to step in to carry on.
Oh, yeah.
Like they do with the president.
They already got it mapped out, daughter. But see, here's the thing.
Apostle, can I ask you some of that?
Yes.
That one governor is going to govern the whole world. I believe it's going to be the Antichrist.
Oh.
Antichrist is going to be like, these presidents we got, as you know, we got one in every city, in every city and every country, we got one. And we got one in Africa, we got one in Asia, Spain. We got a government. But when this one world order coming in, the government is going to be something big. It's going to take over, you know, where we don't need but one person to rule the whole nation. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. But I'm curious, what happens when something happens to him? I mean, is there someone else to step in to fulfill the finish where he left off at?
Anyway, but he came here for a season, for a job.
Listen, y'all. I want y'all to think about this here. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't it funny that every state is mandated to take the vaccine?
Hi, Gloria. See?
Woo, you caught that, didn't you, mother? Hallelujah. Isn't it funny how now this here vaccine has even divided the church? The church is now divided. Come on here, somebody. Because now you got some saying that the Lord told them to take the vaccine. But how is that when God ain't divided? He makes it plain and clear, do not take the vaccine. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not.
Oh, Apostle.
Yes, Mother.
Are you still here? You know, I find it strange that, you know, everything is getting set up, no matter how we look at it. It's getting set up, you all. It's getting set up for the Antichrist to come in.
Yes.
Everything is a setup.
But you know what I see happening, Mother? But you know what I see happening? God is setting it up for his return. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I see the big picture. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you know what? The Antichrist can't come until the Holy Spirit is taken up. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
So that means when the Holy Spirit go, we go with him.
Yeah.
Go with him.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Can I ask you this?
Yes,
ma'am. The Antichrist, he's going to come before Christ, right?
No.
He gonna,
He can't come till after.
Yeah, after he comes.
And it's in the book. Hold on. Let me.
Okay.
Keep your finger there, but let's go to 2 Thessalonians right quick.
Thank you.
Are you in Second Thessalonians chapter 2? Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody ready? To go in.
Amen.
Let me know if you need me to wait.
Amen.
Now let me tell you something. When y'all get this, we need to be shouting like ain't no tomorrow. Amen. Because we've been here before, but God gonna bring even more revelation tonight. Listen. And the word of the Lord reads. He said, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things.
Hallelujah.
And now you know what is holding him back so that he may be revealed at the proper time.
Yes, Lord.
Is that what your Bible say in verse 6?
Apostle, you read.
Yes.
This right here is going on now. He's telling us his confirmation. There is nothing to the Son. He's telling us. He didn't preach this. This was preached years ago. And people said, oh, he didn't delay his coming. Oh, ain't nothing going on. This is a new time. But no, he's saying it's more to come. It's more being revealed.
Yes, it is, Mother.
The enemy is coming along, and he's setting up things. He's come because he wants us to take our mind off the higher prize. But
come on, hear somebody.
It's been told it was going to happen.
It's been to go down, Mother. Amen. Or should I say, we're fitting to go up. Come on, hear somebody. God is coming down, and we going up. When he go back up with him, we're going to be back up with him for 1,000 years. How about say 1,000 years?
1,000 years.
Is y'all ready for the... Is y'all ready? Glory to God. Y'all better stay live for the flight because the flight is coming. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And it's coming on time.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Verse 6 says, and now you know what is holding him back. Who? The Antichrist. You know what's holding him back?
Because he ain't ready to come yet, and he trying to get
ready. Mother, he ready to come, but what's holding him back is the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. He can't override or overrule the Holy Ghost. So as long as the Holy Ghost is here, he got to be restrained. The Holy Ghost is saying, no, not yet, but I still got to get my people saved. No, not yet. I still got to get my people filled. No, not yet. I still got to get my people together.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can't preach it, man. Holy Ghost like, no, not yet.
Hallelujah.
I still got some old souls that allowed it to me. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, the Holy Ghost is at work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That works. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
that's what's holding him back, Mother. He can't do nothing. Because he can't do nothing against the Holy Ghost. So he said, as long as the Holy Ghost is here, I cannot reveal my identity. Why? Because we are here. God says, my Holy Spirit is in you. Come on here, somebody. We are the ones that is holding him back through our prayers, through our supplication. Every time we bind him, every time we rebuke him, every time we plead the blood, come on here, somebody, that restrains him, come on here, somebody, until somebody tonight, the neighbor, restrain that devil, and then get on your phone, and continue to bind him up, come on here, somebody, continue to plead the blood, hallelujah, continue to give God the glory. Continue to speak the word.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo, my God, tonight. Glory to God. Oh, God. Listen, it says, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. Everything got a time to it. Tell your neighbor, say, everything got a time to it. Glory to God.
Everything got a time to it.
So the Lord said we need to praise him because the Holy Ghost is still in the land. Praise him that the Holy Ghost ain't left yet. And we need to pray, Holy Ghost, don't leave without me. If you leave him, please take me with you because I don't want to be here. If you ain't here, somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 And then verse 7 says, for the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. Let me tell you something. They working some stuff. Come on here, somebody. And they ain't telling nobody, but the Holy Ghost is telling me, he said, tell the fellowship. Tell the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, to get ready to stay watchful, to stay prayerful, because we getting ready to see some stuff. Come on here, somebody. We got to stay connected. That's all in my spirit to tell y'all. We got to stay connected.
Oh,
say neighbor.
Amen.
Neighbor.
We got
neighbor.
To stay connected.
We got
to stay connected.
Get each other phone number. Call each other. Check on each other. Pray with each other. Stay connected. Make sure everything is all right with your neighbor. Make sure that you pray for your apostle. You pray for your pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because God is saying, I'm soon to come.
Hallelujah. And apostle. The devil is up to something.
Yes, he is, Mother. Yes, he is.
Stay ready and stay light for the flight. So many of us get discouraged and we get told, but it's not our way. It's not like a pastor say, Frank Sinatra's son, do it our way. But we got to do it God's way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And we do
now, look at the rest of verse 7. It says, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he who is taken out of the way. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He's going to continue to hold it back.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Until the one who holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way.
Out of the way.
Yes, Lord.
So that represents the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is the witness.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all still online tonight?
Amen.
Is y'all ready for this revelation tonight, y'all?
Amen.
Is y'all ready for this?
Amen.
This is Eagle School tonight, y'all. Listen, the Lord said that the Holy Ghost is the witnesser. Come on here, somebody. He is the one that allows us to witness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But the Holy Spirit is the presence of God. He is the one that's going to be taken up out of here. So God is saying, I've given you my spirit so you won't miss me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Huh. So the
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
See, we need the Holy Ghost for the witness.
Because
he is the one that is witnessed everything. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost bear witness. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit is the fire of God. He is the presence of God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why you think that the Lord said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
It's the Lord's spirit.
Amen.
What did the Lord say? Believe not what? Every spirit. Hallelujah. But try the
spirit.
See whether it be by the
spirit. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise in there, Billy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So the Holy Ghost, give me child of God. So the Holy Ghost is holding everything back so that the Holy Spirit can get his work done. Now the Holy Spirit, once he's lifted up out of here, then the devil can show his face. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it says in verse 8, and then the lawless one will be what? Revealed. Come on here, somebody. Oh, you know what I just heard in my spirit, y'all? Oh, I got to say this here, y'all. I got to tell y'all, listen. The Lord said everybody that got the vaccine is going to miss him. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He said, don't be deceived. Don't be tricked. That's why the government talking about the only way we going to beat the vaccine is for everybody to get vaccinated. That's the only thing that's going to cure it. No, it's not. Amen. What they're doing is that they're setting people up for the New World Order. There's a chip in that vaccine. The virus is in that vaccine. Hallelujah. God is saying, my elect going to know. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a shout of praise. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Notice that they refer to the devil as the lawless one.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody catching that?
Amen.
The lawless one.
Amen.
The reason why they call him the lawless one is ain't no order in him. Ain't no law in him. That's for you. You think
that's
things are crazy right now, you wait till the Holy Spirit leaves. When the Holy Spirit leaves, that's when
come
hell gonna come to earth. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God.
You think things are bad now? Glory to God. Amen. Praise God that the Holy Spirit is still here. He's the only one that's keeping him. I'll keep all hell from breaking out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he wasn't here, all of hell would be broke loose now. Glory to God. Thank God that he ain't up. I tell you, I said, Lord, I thank you for giving me your Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving me
your
Holy
Spirit. Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
There's your ticket. Come on here, somebody. Say, neighbor, do you got your ticket? Do you got your ticket?
You
can't get
it.
I don't care who you is. I don't care what you got. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you can't ride this train. This train is bumper going. This train is bumper glory. If you're back, you got to be holy. This train is bumper glory. This train. Well, I feel God in this place. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody to neighbor, I got my ticket. Hallelujah. I got my ticket. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm heaven right now, neighbor. I got my ticket. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't want to be coming on Sunday. Neighbor, don't you lose your ticket. Neighbor, don't you give your ticket up. Hold on to your ticket. I tell you, neighbor, hold on to your ticket, neighbor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see somebody dancing in the spirit right now. Glory to God. I don't know who did it, but I see somebody dancing in the spirit. Say, Lord, I thank you for my sins. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I see somebody putting them up and putting them down. Glory to God. Thanking God that you got your ticket. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Mother. Hallelujah.
You know, yes, Mother. I want to say this right here. The devil is really cunning, and he have fixed it so that he could get around to everybody with this vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've been calling me. They want to come in the house and give it to me. They have told the care workers that you're not supposed to be involved with people that haven't had the shot.
What?
And God looks down on that, don't he? They don't want them working around people that haven't had the shot. Even if you have the shot, they want you to wear a mask. So the devil is really tricky because he wants you to have the shot regardless. And that's the way of setting up for the Antichrist and for this chip they putting to put in you. So
Yes.
going through with the shot, we're going to also have to take it with the chip. We can't buy food, can't buy no car, can't rent different stuff. So he's setting up that through, I believe, through his fascination. Is there any caregiver coming here? Ask me how you've been vaccinated, how you had the shot. You know.
Mm.
We have to go home with our families and stuff. So the enemy is working overtime, but I believe God is in the midst. He's in the
midst. Thank you, Lord.
I know I need caregivers. And that demon is in the midst. He's trying to work overtime and work his time in. So, like
Apostle said
to everybody, we got to be prayed up, and we got to pray up. All kinds of stuff comes up towards the saints of God. Either we going to stand for God or for nothing else. But I'm between a rock and a hard place. They know that at this time I can't do a lot of things for myself that I want to do. So, every caregiver coming in, have you been vaccinated? When are you going to take the shot? And they have people, I mean, they really working. So, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm going to let you go on because this is a good message. By me being in my situation, and I know other people, and I know I don't want to be vaccinated. I don't want to miss heaven and go to hell for nobody. But now these caregivers that's working for me, they got families, and they come in and first thing they say, "Have you been vaccinated?" So what? You know, I'm praying. But see how the devil using this thing.
Yes.
And that's why I say I'm in between a rock and a hard place. So I ask God to come quickly, rescue me, give me everything I need, we need.
Yes, sir. Yes,
because I do not want to miss heaven and go to hell. But when the sound of Christ come along, he going to be buying us out. How many people is going to turn now? I mean, going to get that, going to turn down the price for a brand new car, a brand new home, money,
Amen.
Money. So we got to stand for God and fall for nothing else. So you all be praying for me because I got some good caregivers. God gave me some good people. But they first thing they say is, have you been vaccinated? So pray for me. Keep me lifted up in prayer as I pray for myself and you all. Because this is the devil. He's on the rampage. He's seeking who he may devour. And he's trying to play a part in this. I know God got it in control. And y'all continue to pray for me.
Well, Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, Lord. Father, we just lift your daughter up right now, Father. We lift mother up right now. Father, we thank you for your angels that are around her. Father, loose your angels, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now for your protection, God. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit, oh Lord. And we thank you for the power of your Holy Ghost, Lord. And we thank you that you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for it, Lord God. And we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. Thank you for favor, God. Whatever you got to do, God, protect mother, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we give you praise. And that's your humble name.
Somebody clap
your
hand and get
ball. I see God putting protection around you, mother.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
The Lord say nothing gonna happen to you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Child of God, we got to put our resources together. Do you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm praying about a way that we can put our resources together so we will not want for nothing, so we won't have to be without, so we will all be covered. So we're not taking this mark. Come on here, somebody. We're not taking this vaccine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
I just hear God saying, have the people to band together. This is the time God wants us to come together.
Amen.
Because I believe if we come together, amen, that God is going to bless us.
Come after him.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he first came on, he was talking about call each other, check up on each other, see if we all right. That's what God would do.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have to be afraid of this because we got a brother or a sister with faith to get up so high in the Lord. They won't worry about catching COVID. They won't worry about coming around me. But these people of this other world don't know God. They got fear in their heart. But a lot of times people don't want to come. They don't want to visit the sick. I just got to tell it the way it is. They don't want to come and offer you a glass of water. They don't know how long you've been shut in. But only God sits on high and he looked down low. It's all right to say don't do it. Don't come by them. All right, I'm in the hands of the Lord. But we got to be a doer and a hearer of his word. So I think God, for you bringing that word, I appreciate it. But some of us ain't coming. Some of us ain't doing the word of God.
Amen.
Some of us just thinking about it. But we got to be doers and hearers. We got to be a hearer of the word in order to be a doer.
Yeah.
We got to go out and do something. And God see our faith, he going to strengthen us. He going to cover us. But I could be up in this house for months because no caregivers coming. No doctors coming. But what about the ones that say I'm in Christ? I'm there for you. We have to think about this thing. And it's not only for me. It's for our soul salvation. He said, I was in prison, you visited me not. I was sick, you didn't come to see me.
Amen.
I was thirsty, you didn't bring me a drink. You didn't come to bring me no plate. You didn't even come to think about me. You didn't call me and say, how you doing this morning?
Amen.
So I'm just bringing that to y'all attention. It's more to being saved. We gotta walk the life that we sing about in our
home.
We gotta
Amen.
Be more to preaching. I don't ask for nothing but more of God and less of myself. But I know we gotta be a doer.
Amen.
Hands can't give me no glory, but God can.
Amen.
And we're hearing it through the word of God. But I'm just touching on what you said, Apostle.
Yeah.
We need the Lord, and we need more of him and less of ourselves. We need to be helpers one to another. We should see our brothers and sisters in need. We could talk
Amen.
It all day. We could sing about it all day. But we must live this life. Thank you, Apostle. Because God let us see something through his word. He let us see. We got to be heralds and doers. This flesh ain't going nowhere. We got to be about God's business. Be all up in his business. And he'll be all up in our business.
I'll get the basket. Shut my door.
Gotta be a doer of the Lord. We gotta be more than hearing the word. Just like we beating on the brass of symbols, trying to look good in the eyesight of man.
Hallelujah.
God come, don't let him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You didn't go feed my brother when she wanted you, when she needed you. You didn't go feed my children that's out there starving. This is me thing, saints. This is my. This is about my family. But when we in Christ Jesus, we are all family.
Amen.
We are all
Amen.
Family. We help us one and to each other.
Amen.
If you see me hungry, give me a piece of bread. That's all I need is a piece.
Pardon?
I might be thirsty. Give me a little drink of water. That's what God was demonstrating right there. He did it. We got to do it. We got to be doers. So I'm just saying that word you brought is dynamic. I just get caught up sometimes. But that word right there, we got to live it and eat it and breathe it. Be happy one and two of each other. Everything don't deserve a dime or a penny. He deserves love. Put a little love in it. Pray my strength in the Lord. Right now I get kind of weak, but it don't stop me from praising God. And God see our praises. He see how Apostle comes to this line. He see how the men and women, we're fighting for something.
Amen.
We're fighting for the love of God. We're fighting for honesty. God is building up an army. He's building up an army. Somebody is not going to let him down. Somebody not going to follow flesh. Flesh stinks in God's nostrils. And a lot of us is living in flesh. I love you all with the love of God. I do. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are definitely in Revelation, y'all. We are definitely in Revelation. And God got us. Come on, somebody. But we got to be obedient.
Amen.
Somebody say obedient.
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 Says obedience is better than sacrifice. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
We know that God don't want you sacrificing.
Jesus, if
I... The Lord wants us to be walking in obedience. So we don't have to give up nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say the hour to be sacrificed is the hour to be obedient.
Amen.
I'm looking at this second beast and this first beast. And, it's funny because Trump and Biden keep coming up. But, you know, Trump was the first beast. And he had to give power to Biden to let it go. So he was the second beast. Biden was. But each one of them had a part to play in the plan of the New World Order. And in the plan of the Illuminati, each had a part to play. Come on here, somebody. So, you know, to me, neither one is good because anytime you work for the enemy, ain't no good in that. Come on here, somebody. The only way anything can be good is if God is in it. Come on here, somebody.
I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Y'all in 13.
Hold it.
13, verse 15.
13:15. In Revelation.
In Revelation 13. We're back at 13 now, dog.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Revelation. Okay, Revelation. Okay, Revelation 13:15.
Now, this image, because I'm asking God about this image, and this image that people are going to be worshiping is going to be the Baphomet image. I don't know if you heard of the Baphomet.
Oh, what happened?
The Baphomet. The Baphomet is the goat. That everybody got to worship in order to get wealth, in order to get riches of this world. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
But everybody don't get a chance to get to the Baphomet. Everybody don't get a chance to get to the goat. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because you have to have sacrifice. You have to have killed some people that you love in order to get to the Baphomet. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Oh, no, you got to really want it in order to get there. Amen. You got to show that you're willing to sell your soul to the enemy.
To get to the goat?
Yeah. To get to the Baphomet, to get to the goat. Now, listen. Where here in my spirit is this, y'all. This right here in the spirit, in my spirit is that's not going to be revealed until we're taken up out of here. Right now, they're not letting everybody know about the goat, the Baphomet. Why do you think they call Michael Jordan
the GOAT. I know they say greatest of all time, but how many of you know that that GOAT really represents the Bosnian?
Basically, he sold his soul.
Yeah. For the riches and the fame and the name. Wow. The riches, the fame, and the name. This one hit the Lord said just now. For the riches, the fame, and the name. Hallelujah. And he got all three. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, how many know that I couldn't have known that except by the Holy Ghost? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Lord, tonight. So now, everybody now is being put in a position if you got a J-O-B.
Amen. If you want that job, they're going to make you take that shot. If you don't take that shot, you without a job. That's cold-blooded.
Because everything's connected. So people have been looking down on people without a job, but now people with a job is going to have to sell their soul to keep their job.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad you said that. Because, you know, they've been so down on the homeless. They treat the homeless like they're contagious. They really treat them bad.
But God
I tell
got a home
for them,
though. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
But
they
I tell everybody,
homeless.
You know what? You
God
watch.
Got a home for them. Come on here, somebody.
Because you're just a paycheck away from being homeless yourself.
Absolutely.
Wow.
If somebody was to say no to taking the chip, I mean to taking the vaccine, there could be somebody right there, glory to God.
Amen.
But how many know that God is going to provide? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And see, this is the time now you got to know. You got to know that God you serve is going to take care of you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 You can't be believing. You can't be guessing. You can't be stressing. You just got to know, Lord, I thank you for taking care of me. Hallelujah. You didn't bring me this far to leave me. Oh, I feel a praise right in here. Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
God says, God speaking in my spirit right now. He said, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep your mind, said the Lord. I'm going to keep your body, said the Lord. And I'm going to keep your spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping me, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Are there any questions tonight? So that goat in Matthew 24 is not talking about just the European people, but it's talking about all the ones who took the vaccine. And worship the goat after the rapture. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Lord said, in order to be saved after the rapture, you're going to have to be killed. Come on here, somebody.
Your head going to be taken off. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you still got your peace? Hallelujah. How many
of you
still got your peace tonight?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God. That's why the Lord is telling us to praise him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care who watches. But at the end of the day, can't nobody help me but God anyway. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on
hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah. Preach, Pastor.
Amen.
And whoever God tell to help you, glory to God. Hallelujah. But this is the time now that we got to show our love to each other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, it's showtime.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
So we can't be looking around like we don't know what to do. We got to do what we know to do now. Now it's time for us to
That's
do
right.
what we've learned. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I feel sorry for those that don't have this teaching. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Because God said it's going to get tight in a minute. If you ain't got his word, if you ain't got the teaching of your pastor, your shepherd, or your leader, has been teaching you the real, come on here, somebody, hallelujah. And not just how to get blessed down here on earth, and not just how to have houses and land down here on earth, don't worry about heaven. What you mean don't worry about heaven?
Amen.
You can get everything
hallelujah.
You need down here. The devil is a liar. Amen. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He's been to trick me. Glory to God. You can stay
come
here.
On,
Lord. I want to go to heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't trying to miss that first flight. Come on here, somebody. I'm trying to be out of here
on
the first load. Anything after the first load, I ain't coming.
On,
ain't no more coming after that first load. So, amen. Amen.
Amen.
You tell them folks, come on. You know, God can make the second time. No, you ain't. Amen. If you miss that first load, if you miss when he cranked that sky, I don't know what to tell you because ain't no other help coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You better hope you got your ticket because you're going to have a ticket to ride. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
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 I can't wait to take my trip. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory I can't
God.
Wait
somebody
to take my trip.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We bless God on tonight. Amen. Lift your hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. He received that word
thank
tonight.
You, Lord.
Come
thank
on
you,
give
Lord.
God some praise. Come on,
thank
give God
you, Lord.
Some glory tonight. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word
Hallelujah.
Tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name tonight. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Confirm your word with signs following, O God. Hallelujah. Let signs follow your word, O God. Hallelujah. Let your signs follow, O God. Hallelujah. Let miracles follow. Let blessings follow, Lord. Hallelujah. We will give your name the praise and the glory, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on in here, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Are you still there,
Elder? Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank
yes,
God for that word. Truly, we are in the time of revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all watch the news, amen, but they do have something that's called, I think it's called the G. It's the G7. It's seven of the countries. Yes, yeah, seven of the countries come together and joined. As they call themselves the G7.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Biden is,
G7. Oh, yeah, the
G7. Mm-hmm. And Biden is one of America's one of them. I think it's America, Russia, China, Korea. Yeah, the Global Summit. That's what they called it, the Global Summit. Yeah, so, yeah, all the elements of the Antichrist are already here. Praise God. They already got it set up. They just waiting for him to pop up. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God we won't be here when that happens. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember growing up, a lot of people were scared of Revelation. I used to hear, I don't want to read Revelation. I'm scared about what's happening in Revelation. Praise God. But if you obey God, you ain't got to worry about Revelation. Everything in Revelation's about me is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything concerning me in the book of Revelation is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go into the, we're going to see a city come out the sky and come into our city. Praise God. We're going to be on that city. There's going to be a tree that, oh, Lord, y'all need to read. It's some good things in Revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you got to thank God you're not going to be here. Hallelujah. I'm going to be in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God at the party. They say it's a party when you get to heaven. I'm going to be at the party. I don't know about y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I ain't going to be here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. So we should take the information we got tonight. Amen. And we need to share the information. Amen. So people know to get your life right. Get it together. So you won't have to be here.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Put your faith in God now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you might not make it through the tribulation period. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You might sell out. You might get hungry and sell out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me go and get some more. Time to get something to eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you end up in hell. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to get it right, and we need to get it right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things. Hallelujah. We need that now faith right now, Lord. I need to get my life right right now. Hallelujah. I need to obey you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I also like what the man of God said about heaven. Praise God. We forget that there's a heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're working so hard to get everything down here when we got mansions in heaven. Streets paved with gold. Pearly gates. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't even know what the technology like in heaven. Praise God. You ain't never even thought about it, have you? If we so advanced in technology down here, imagine what the technology like in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Imagine what your mansion looks like in heaven. You seen the mansions down here. Praise God. Imagine what it looked like in heaven. We want to make it to heaven. That's where I'm trying to go. Hallelujah. I don't know where you trying to go. Hallelujah. They trying to get business and made back. Hallelujah. I don't know what kind of cars God got up there. Glory to God. The ride on them golden, get on them golden streets. Praise God. Streets paved with gold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your neighborhood, I don't care what kind of neighborhood you got. It ain't nice as heaven. Praise God. I don't care what kind of house you got. It ain't nice as heaven. I don't care what kind of beds you laying in right now. It ain't nice as the beds they got up in. Matter of fact, did you say ain't no beds in heaven? Because we ain't never sleeping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praising God all day long.
Yeah,
glory to God. 24
hour day up there, glory. Ain't no night.
Hallelujah.
Up there in heaven, glory.
Ain't
God,
no night. Hallelujah. Ain't no night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The sun always hot. It don't even get hot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's always cool. And the sun always hot. Glory to God. Matter of fact, the sun walking around talking with us. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we all get to heaven. Remember that song? When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice now. Hallelujah. Because I can't wait. I can wait. Hold on. Let me back up. I can wait till it's my time. Let me put it that way. Praise. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy is busy. You see that? The enemy is busy. You see that? The enemy is busy. You see that? Hold on me. Oh, my God. That's great. 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 Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah. I gave up a laugh at me.
Line muted. Line muted. Line muted. Line muted. Line muted. Line unmuted. Line unmuted. Line unmuted. Line unmuted. Line unmuted. Line unmuted.
Amen.
Line.
Amen.
Line.
Amen.
Line.
Amen. Lord, have mercy today.
Lord, have mercy.
Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, the enemy is a hater. Let me see if I.